The National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 40. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your director on Radio City Playhouse, Harry W. Duncan.
Thank you, Bob Warren, and welcome everyone to Radio City Playhouse. Last November 8th, we did a play called The Promise, about which a great many of you were kind enough to write. Because of the large number of letters asking us to repeat it, we are presenting it again this evening. Our famous and much-loved Jan Minor is heard in the leading role of Ella Prentice. To play her cruel and dominating husband, we are happy to welcome Mr. Ralph Bell. This is Mr. Bell's first appearance on Radio City Playhouse, and we sincerely hope to present him soon again. Here, then, is Jan Minor as Ella, Ralph Bell as Herbert, in The Promise, Attraction 40 on Radio City Playhouse.
It is Pittsburgh, a winter evening in 1938. Before a fireplace in one of the town's most beautiful rooms stands Herbert Prentice. He is in full evening dress and looks like what he is, a very calm, very strong, very big, very handsome man. He looks up at the mantel clock, checks it with his wristwatch, then stares back into the flames. It is exactly 8 o'clock.
Ella, well, don't tell me you're actually ready on time.
Oh, yes, Herbert, I'm ready. I couldn't find my black gloves or I'd have been ready sooner. Oh, my, I forgot.
What is it?
I promised Mary I'd tuck her in. You get your coat on, I'll meet you in the car. I won't be a minute.
Come here, Ella.
I won't be a minute.
Come here, Ella.
What is it, Herbert?
Come here, please.
Yes, Herbert?
Ella, our daughter is 8 years old. And even if she were in bed, which I doubt, she doesn't require tucking in, as you put it. Now open your cloak.
Herbert,
Open your cloak, Ella. I know that you're not wearing the white dress.
Herbert, please.
Open your cloak, Ella. Thank you. Now go upstairs and put on the white dress.
Herbert, please, I don't like it. This one's much nicer.
Do as I say.
But I hate that dress.
You bought it in Paris.
You made me buy it in Paris. Herbert, please don't spoil tonight. I've been looking forward to it so much. All week I've been looking forward to it.
Ella, you know nothing about clothes. This is a very formal party, dear. You're my wife, Mrs. Herbert Prentice. Does that mean anything to you?
But I don't like that white dress. It makes me feel so...
So what?
It's indecent.
Poor Ella.
It is. It's too low. I don't like it. It makes me feel awful.
Ella, your bosom isn't that interesting. Nobody will look at you with lustful eyes. Now, please, we'll be late. Go upstairs and put on the white dress.
Herbert, if you insist on my wearing that dress, I'll...
You'll run home to your mother again, yes.
I'll stay home from the party.
Just as you wish, Ella. I told you yesterday that I wanted you to wear that dress. It's very obviously from Paris, and it's very obviously expensive. I wish you'd do as I say. However, if you won't, I'll tell Mrs. Cradle you developed a sick headache. Good night, Ella. Ella.
Yes?
You can't be a little cooperative. You might at least be polite. I said good night.
Good night, Herbert. Father, which art in heaven, help me, please. Help me not to be afraid of him. I don't really care about the party, but I'm afraid of him. I've tried to be a good wife. Please let me go to sleep. He'll be home from the party soon. Please, let me go to sleep before he gets home, and please help me not to be afraid. I'll try to think of nice things. I'll try to think of kindness. And then I'll go to sleep.
Sleep.
Hello? I'm Mrs. Crandall. I'm sorry I couldn't come to your party. I had a headache and a... What? Accident? Herbert? Well, is it serious? Hospital? Where, but what hospital? All right, I'll go over right away. Is he suffering very much, Doctor?
We've given him a sedative, Mrs. Prentice. There's nothing else you can do tonight.
I wish you'd be frank with me, Dr. Southwood. Is he badly injured?
Yes, I'm afraid he is. But he'll get well.
I wish you'd tell me.
It's his back.
Back?
He was leaving the Crandalls and he slipped on the front steps. They were icy. When he fell, he struck his spine on the edge of the steps behind him.
Go on.
We are very lucky to save him at all. Very lucky.
You don't mean, Dr. Southwood. You don't mean that...
Yes.
His back is broken?
Yes, Mrs. Prentice. I'm afraid so. I'm afraid you're going to have to take care of him for a long time. A long time.
Dearest Mother, it was 10 years ago today that Herbert had his accident. He's no better and no worse. He runs the business from home, and he's had a special bed made so that he can sit up. Morris has been made general manager of the plant, but Herbert still treats him dreadfully. Mary is a young woman and so lovely. 18 is a wonderful age. I worry about her growing up in a strange, unhappy house, but there's little I can do. I just heard the telephone ring downstairs, so I suppose our business day has started. He'll want to shave, so I must close. Please do not feel too sorry for me, because as long as I have Mary with me, I can stand.
Prentice speaking. Yes. Morris, I told you yesterday. Now listen, Morris. For 10 years, I've been running the Prentice Steel Company better from my bed than you do from your desk. Now either the Sambitsky contract is shipped on time or I'll get a new general manager. You understand? All right. Ella? Ella, I'm ready to shave now. What the devil is she doing?
I've brought your shaving water, Herbert. Did you have a good night?
I had a terrible night.
If only Dr. Southwood could stop your suffering.
I am not suffering. I'm always conscious of it, and it's irritating, that's all, but I am not suffering.
Yes, Herbert.
Yes, Herbert. No, Herbert. Can you manage, Herbert?
Where's the soap?
On the tray. Why don't you have a barber come to shave you, Herbert? It would be so much easier.
I hate barbers. It's not too hot.
I'm sorry.
You're always sorry. Wouldn't I get tired of hearing you say you're sorry?
Herbert.
What?
Tomorrow night there's a big college dance and Frank Williams has asked Mary to go. I thought it would be...
No, very... she can't go.
But why, Herbert? She's 18. Frank Williams is a very...
I don't like him. She can't go.
But Herbert, it's time. Mary...
Ella, I want to shave. Please get out of here and leave me alone.
Yes, Herbert.
Very strangely this evening, Ella. What are you up to?
Nothing.
You haven't said a word since we finished dinner. And where's Mary? She knows I like her to read to me at night. Ella, did Mary go to that dance tonight? Did she, Ella? Mary? Mary?
Don't call her, Herbert.
She's gone, hasn't she?
Yes.
You deliberately told her to go, didn't you?
Yes.
After I'd expressly said she couldn't.
Yes.
I see.
I can't let you interfere with Mary. I just can't let you, Herbert.
You can't what?
I can't let you interfere with Mary. She's only 18, Herbert. I can't let you.
Let me. Let me. Now get this straight, my dull little mouse of a wife. Nobody lets me do anything. All right. Because of your little flight of whimsy tonight, Ella, our very dull and uninteresting daughter can darn well get out and work.
Work?
She can quit that fancy college and go to work.
Herbert, you can't take her out of college.
Oh, can't I? By the very simple expedient of not writing a check.
I know it's true, Mother. I know it's true.
There, darling. Don't cry.
Daddy had him fired, Frank told me. Daddy phoned Mr. Crandall and said he wanted Frank Williams fired. And Mr. Crandall had to. Daddy's his biggest customer.
Darling, I don't know what to say. You know what he's like. What can I say for
him? Oh, I didn't mind quitting college, Mother. But I'm not going to give up Frank. I love Frank, Mother. And he loves me. If Daddy hadn't got him fired, we were going to be married. Frank was doing well. Mr. Crandall liked him. Can nobody stop Daddy doing these things? He's only human. Can't somebody stand up to him?
Yes, darling. I think perhaps somebody has to.
Nurse Bryce! Nurse Bryce! Come back, Nurse Bryce! Oh, it's you, Ella. Come in.
Nurse Bryce has left, Herbert.
No, well, she'll be back tomorrow. She slapped me. I just felt affectionate, just a fatherly kiss. Why don't you get mad at me, Ella? Every time I look at you, I wonder how I ever managed to marry you. You're so unendingly dull. Pour me a drink.
Yes, Herbert. Soda?
Yes. Thank you, my lovely one. Why don't you get drunk sometime, Ella? It might do things for you.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. What do you like, Ella? You don't read? You don't go out? What do you like, Ella?
Herbert, did you get Mr. Crandall to fire Frank Williams?
I didn't get him to. I told him to.
Why?
Because he's a fresh punk of a kid with no guts, no brains. He's not going to marry our daughter, such as she is, while I have strength enough to lift a telephone.
Herbert, don't do it. Leave him alone, please. Herbert, please.
I wonder if you know how revolting I find you, my dear. I wonder if you know how I dream of the day you'll go someplace and quietly die. I have a book here, Ellen.
A book?
Torture. It's history in the Far East. As well as some very clever ways of killing people, they've one torture in particular that rather appeals to me.
Torture?
They make a cat of nine tails out of fine wire. And then they heat the wire white hot and whip off little flecks of flesh slowly. Very slowly.
But why? Why do you hate me like that?
Now get out of here, wet face.
You monster.
If I could only walk, if I could only get hold of you, if I could only get at you.
But I've never done anything, never anything.
No, never anything. I hate you because I hate myself for ever having had anything to do with you. You're not a woman, you're a mouse.
For 10 years I've been in this bed a cripple, helpless. For 10 years I've listened to you. Yes, Herbert. No, Herbert. Pardon, Herbert. For 10 years. 10 years! Now get out. Get out before I break this whiskey bottle over your dull little head. Don't stand there gawking. Get out!
Herbert, I... Someday I'll kill you!
Get out, I said! Get out!
I will kill him. I know how to do it. I've read his books on torture, on murder. I will kill him. I'll kill him tomorrow. I'll kill him now. Right now, this very moment. I know just how to do it. I'll put the drug in his cocoa. Don't let me lose my nerve. Don't let me be afraid of him. Give me the courage to do it. I'll take some brandy. And then I'll go downstairs and make his cocoa and do it now. Right now. Steady. I've got to keep steady. Pour out his cocoa. Now the bottle out of my pocket. I've got to keep my nerve. Screw the top. Just a few drops. Stir it. Now, take it into him. Please, please don't let my hand shake. Please. Make me hand it to him. Please, please. Here's your cocoa, Herbert.
It's about time. What on earth were you doing?
Drink it while it's hot.
I'll drink it when I'm ready. Oh, give it to me. It's cold now. It's too much sugar. Oh, don't look like that. I'll drink it. There.
Did it taste all right?
Yes, now go away.
Well, I've done it. I've done it. At last, I've done it.
I've seen quite enough of you for one day, Ella. Please go to bed. What are you doing?
Having some more brandy.
Have you gone crazy?
I've taken brandy lately, Herbert, didn't you know? All by myself, I drink brandy. I've had 3 or 4 tonight. I find it keeps my courage up.
I've never seen you like this before. I didn't know
you... Oh, yes, sir, but I drink. I do a lot of things. In fact, I've just drugged your cocoa.
You've what?
I've drugged your cocoa.
What are you talking about?
It's sort of a Mickey Finn, only in cocoa instead of liquor. When you're asleep, you won't feel a needle.
Will you stop this, Ella?
I got it from one of your books, Herbert. I could never have thought of it. It had to be all written out. Yes, Herbert. It's all in your books.
Have you suddenly gone off your head?
No. I'm going to kill you tonight, as soon as the drug puts you to sleep. It'll take about an hour to work. And then you'll fall into a very sound sleep, and then I'm going to kill you.
Oh, you are you?
Yes.
You're very, very childish, Ella.
I dialed our own number on the other extension, Herbert, and then I left the receiver off.
I say.
The telephone won't do you any good tonight, Herbert. Are you afraid, Herbert?
No. You haven't the nerve.
It's strange, isn't it? You think I'm so timid. I am, really. But tonight I feel so strong. After you very sound asleep, Herbert, I do just what I do when I give you a hypo. I stick the needle into a vein and then I just pump. I just pump in air, Herbert, and that's all. You die.
You're serious. You're actually serious.
Yes, Herbert.
I can't believe it. Not dull, mousy little Ella.
Yes, dull, mousy little Ella.
Of course you'd be caught.
No.
There'd be an autopsy.
No, you've been sick for 10 years. Lately, your heart's been bad anyway. Dr. Salford won't be surprised.
He warned me a year ago when you had your last bad attack that you might be taken. That's what he said, taken, any time. He won't order an autopsy. He won't even be surprised.
Hey, now find the mark of the needle.
No, your arm is covered with needle marks. You've been taking hypos for years. Besides, it's so hairy, like an ape's. They'll never notice the needle mark. I've given you so many hypos, Herbert, that I'm quite expert. I never make your arm bleed, and I won't this time.
You know that you haven't the nerve, don't you? You haven't the nerve.
Haven't I?
No.
Can't you see it in my eyes?
See what?
Hate. Yes. Hate. Oh, Herbert, you've no idea. You'll probably have a big funeral, and I'll be there weeping. I'll watch them close your coffin, and I'll be crying softly. But oh, Herbert, inside I'll be laughing. I'll be shouting, he's dead. He's dead.
Ella.
I'll be so glad, Herbert. I'll be so glad I won't be able to bear it.
Ella.
Hate. Oh, Herbert, you've no idea. Even when you were well, you kissed me like a savage. You bruised my arms when you made love. Never once have you been tender. Never once. I've always been afraid of you. Afraid of your temper and your brutality. Afraid of the fights, rows, scenes, throwing things into
Ella.
You. Know, I've never mentioned it. I've never talked about it to friends, never to anybody. People think we're very happy. Isn't that funny? With pride, I guess. I didn't want them to know I'd married a fiend. Oh, I hate you, Herbert. You think I haven't the nerve for this, that I won't do it. Oh, Herbert.
Ella.
Do you really think I won't do this? That I won't kill you?
Yes. Yes, I believe you will.
If you'd left Frank and Mary alone, I wouldn't do this. But you're not going to hurt them, Herbert. You're not going to hurt them. They're young, and they're in love, and they're going to marry. This is the first time I've ever stood up to you. Isn't it, Herbert? You don't know what to make of it, do you? You're beginning to look alarmed, Herbert. Are you afraid?
You mean it. You really mean it.
Yes.
But it's murder. It's murder, Ella.
Yes.
Ella Prentice, murderess.
I know, but nobody else will. Dr. Southwood will call it death due to a heart condition. No one but I will know that it was an air embolism brought on because I pumped you full of air from a hypodermic syringe.
Ella, you can't do this. Murder, Ella. Mortal sin, Ella. Give me another chance.
No, Herbert.
Give me the Bible, please. Ella, give me the Bible.
I know what I'm doing is wicked, Herbert. But leave the Bible out of this. You're not worthy even to touch it.
Ella, you're going to give me a chance to make it up to you. Ella, please give me the Bible. It's on the table beside you. And if you're going to kill me, the least you can do is let me have the Bible.
I don't trust you.
Ella, I'm sorry. Believe me, I'm sorry. Please give me the Bible. Please.
All right, Herbert. Here.
Thank you. You see, Ella, my hand's on the Bible. Ella, in the name of Almighty God, and every sacred word written in this holy book, I swear and promise that I will never be cruel to you again. I swear it. Look, Ella, I'll hold the Bible in my hands. I'll kiss it. I swear in the name of God, in the name of every holy person in this holy book, that I will never be cruel to you again.
And that I will allow my daughter to marry Frank Williams.
I will allow my daughter to marry Frank Williams.
And get him back his job.
And get him back his job.
And that I will leave him alone.
I'll leave him alone. And dear God in heaven, if I break this sacred promise, may I be struck dead in my bed.
Amen.
Amen. Ella, you've got to believe me.
Will you phone Mr. Crandall in the morning and tell him to hire Frank Williams back?
Yes, yes, I promise.
All right, Herbert.
You won't kill me?
No, Herbert. I won't. I can't imagine anyone breaking a promise like that.
You won't be sorry, Ella.
You'll sleep for a long time because of the dope, but you'll be all right tomorrow.
I'll see you in the morning.
All right, Herbert. Good night.
Oh, Ella, Ella.
Yes?
Will you put the extension receiver back on the hook, please?
Why?
Well, I'll phone Crandall tonight. It's not too late. Maybe young Williams can start back to work in the morning.
All right, Herbert.
She fell for it. She fell for it. She did. She put it back. She fell for it. All that promise stuff. She fell for it. So she'd kill me, would she? Well, we'll fix you, Ella, my girl. Morris and I'll get you locked up in a padded cell. So no one would break a promise like that, eh? Well, Ella, my girl, it'll be broken as soon as Morris answers this telephone. Between us, we'll fix you for good, my fine drunken wife.
Hello?
Alice Morris. Something's happened. I want you to get over here right away. Ella has the idea and... my heart. Morris, my heart. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, God, I didn't mean it. I didn't...
Hello.
I'll keep my promise, God.
Just heard The Promise, Attraction 40 on Radio City Playhouse, as written, directed, and produced by Harry W. Junkin. Jan Miner was heard as Ella Prentice. Ralph Bell played her husband, Herbert Prentice. Horace Braham was the doctor. Marilyn Erskine was Mary. The music was composed and conducted by Dr. Roy Shield.
This is Harry Junkin again. Next week, one of the most exciting broadcasts we have ever done on Radio City Playhouse, the astounding pages of the famous Sant Report brought to the air for the first time. Listen next week to Note on Danger B. Next week, Attraction 41 on Radio City Playhouse. Good night, everybody.
Bob Warren speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.